Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
The subject of this podcast is, will I ever meet the partner of my dreams? And 9 ways to rethink what you need to do to attract the partner of your dreams. First, as the Kabbalists noted 6,000 years ago, the most important thing one needs to do is to be the person that one would like to attract. What they meant by that is that it's very important to get your own life in order. Being in a place where you feel good about who you are and what you're doing in this world. By achieving this for yourself, you will be in an emotional place to attract the perfect person for you. Second, create a list of those attributes that are very important to you in terms of the personality of the sort of partner you desire. Next, put these attributes into order from the most important to the least important. Next, write a list of deal breakers. You base the deal breakers on the sort of people that you dated in the past, maybe even married, and found that the personality didn't work well with your personality for whatever reasons. Lastly, let go of the form, which means that you allow the right person to show up for you. It may be a person who looks differently than you may have in your mind, or you may find your partner in a place that you are least expecting to. In fact, stop looking for your partner and allow the partner to show up where you do. Before you know it, you'll find that person has found you. Of course, you need to be out in the world doing things that you enjoy to find a good match for you. Stay away from bars if you want to find a quality person. Third, when you meet someone and you get that feeling, you know that feeling that you feel in the pit of your stomach realizing that this is not the right person for you? Do you both a favor and move on to someone who is a better fit. I can't tell you how many people come into my practice and tell me that they're dating people who make them miserable with constant fighting, or worse, married someone who they knew was not right for them as a result of ignoring the red flags, because they wanted to be in a relationship. Given all the emotional energy that goes into a relationship that you care about, it's better to be in a healthy, constructive relationship based on being realistic about what is really happening in your relationship than to continue in a relationship that is destructive. If you're finding a relationship to be too much work to get your needs taken care of, move on. The quality of your life will be appreciably better for doing so. Fourth, before you get overly involved with someone with whom you believe you can create a real partnership with, take the necessary time to get to know one another. Going straight to sex is the best way to ruin what could have been. The reason for this is because you need to allow yourselves to become best friends first. Then you can move on to lovemaking because you know you have a personal connection with them, not just a chemical attraction. Trust me, so many people think that just because they feel an attraction to this person, that's love. Sorry to tell you, that's not the way it works. A chemical attraction is only a chemical attraction, and it's not anywhere near what you need in order to have a truly wonderful, mutually respectful, and loving relationship with another. Fifth, make sure that your values and beliefs are aligned with one another. This is so important because your values and beliefs are unconscious, which means that if you aren't aligned with one another, one of you, or maybe even both of you, are going to start feeling very uncomfortable in the relationship over time. You need to be partnered with someone with whom you share values and beliefs. Believe it or not, this is more important even than having interests in common, which is also important, just lesser so. Sixth, remember that any relationship that is worthwhile is worth the time to be involved in. It is worth the time to really assess it. Be reasonable in your expectations because no one's going to be perfect, understanding that you yourself aren't perfect either, whatever that means. The reality is that your best partner will most likely have 10 idiosyncrasies that may make you a bit crazy. However, Remember, you too will have 10 idiosyncrasies that will make your partner crazy. Interestingly enough, these are the same things that are missed most when that person is no longer in your life. It is these idiosyncrasies that one really falls in love with. Seventh, realize that your partner is your partner because they are there to help you to grow those aspects of yourself that need to grow, as you are there to help your partner grow as well. So know that given this truth, that there will be things about your partner that will necessarily be different from you, and vice versa. So long as you realize this, you will respect those differences between you for the right reasons, knowing that you are each adding to each other's lives in meaningful ways. Eighth, remember that no one wants to be in a relationship with someone who is overly pushy about moving the relationship along too fast, or anyone who is overly clingy. These are red flags for them. Take your time and enjoy the process of getting to know one another. This is the only way to really allow true love to bloom. It takes time. Ninth, use your unconscious mind to visualize what you would like in your relationship. Imagine the things that you will be doing together, the sort of life you want to share with your partner, and let it show up. This is something that will take time to happen. However, with steady concentration on these things, keeping it in front of you at all times, I promise, the appropriate person will show up for you. I wish you the best on your journey to finding the exact right mate for yourself. But first things first, though, when you find the one, remember your friends. You know, those people who are always there for you when you needed them or wanted to do something. They will only be there to the degree that you make the time to be with them, letting them know that they still matter to you. Also, remember that no one person can fulfill another's needs completely anyway. Keeping those friends will also force your new mate to respect your time and energy, knowing that you have other people with whom you care about and desire to keep in your life. By keeping these 9 tips in your mind, you'll move yourself to the place where you'll be able to attract the perfect partner for yourself. I know because my clients who have done these things have found amazing partners for themselves, usually when they least expected to.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.